Joan Delaware, narrator.
Gansett Island, Episode 2. He drew back from her, just enough so he could see her sweet face. Brushing away a tear that slid down her cheek, he said, "Tell me." She took a deep breath, held it, and released it. "I think I might want to have a baby." For a moment, his mind went completely blank. Of all the things he'd thought she might say, that hadn't been in the top 10. Hell, it hadn't been in the top 100. Felled by shock, he tried to think of something to say. A baby, well, I've totally shocked you, to say the least. Not once in the year they'd spent together had she ever mentioned wanting a child. He tucked a strand of her hair behind her ear and ran his fingertip over her cheek.
This is from The Boyfriend List by E. Lockhart. I'm not telling you what I look like in any detail. I hate those endless descriptions of a heroine's physical attributes. She had piercing blue eyes and a heaving milk-white bosom, blah, blah. Or, she hated her frizzy hair and fat ankles, blah, 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 blah. First of all, it's boring. You should be able to imagine me without all the gory details of my hairstyle or the size of my thighs. And second, it really bothers me how in books, it seems like the only two choices are perfection or self-hatred. As if readers will only like a character who's ideal or completely shattered. Give me a break! People have got to be smarter than that. This is from Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel.
What happens next? Miranda asks. It's easier to talk to Elizabeth when they're sitting side by side, when she doesn't have to look at her.
I don't know.
You do know.
I wish I could tell you how sorry I am,
Elizabeth says,
but you've already told me to stop apologizing.
It's just an awful thing to do.
I don't think I'm an awful person, Elizabeth says.
No one ever thinks they're awful, even people who really actually are. It's some sort of survival mechanism.
I think this is happening because it was supposed to happen.
Elizabeth speaks very softly. I'd prefer not to think that I'm following a script, Miranda says. But she's tired. There's no sting in her words. It's past 4 in the morning and too late in every sense. Elizabeth says nothing, just pulls her knees close to her chest and sighs.